Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, June 23rd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a fantastic weekend. It was sunny. It was nice. Shout out to everybody I ran into down the shore. Always good to talk Eagles any time of the year, any point, anywhere. So let's get right into it so we can start your Monday off with some Eagles news. And as normally is the case during the off season, we're talking about a list. And no, it's not the WIP top 11 list, although what a fantastic week that was. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to everybody that voted, that talked about the list. It's fun to talk sports, and lists are kind of what sports are about, right? Is this guy better than this guy? Would you take this guy or that guy? It's what it is. And it was an awesome, awesome week. I know this week WIP has something planned that'll be fun as well. So look forward to more debate with you guys, more discussion, more Eagles talk with you guys. But today we're going to talk about a list from another outlet. Sadly, not a WIP list, but a site we love. You know, it's a site I respect. I talk about it all the time. I know not everybody is a Pro Football Focus fan, but I am. I love their grades. Yes, they're subjective, but I just love their grades. I love what they write, and I love everything they do. So what they did recently, as you guys know, they had their quarterback list, where I believe Jalen was fifth. They had their wide receiver list, where AJ was one. And this time, they are ranking running backs, but they're doing it a little bit differently. Pro Football Focus put together a list of the top running back room. So it's not just Saquon. Saquon, Will Shipley, and A.J. Dillon are ranked together. The Ravens. It's not just Derrick Henry. It's Derrick Henry and Justin Hill. So an interesting way to look at it, and probably a way Eagles fans would have looked at it a couple years ago when the Eagles did running back by committee, obviously way back in the day. You remember, you know, the triple monster of LeSean. Was it LeSean? Wow, that's salty of me to say remember it. But Carell Buckholder, Brian Westbrook. Oh, Deuce. Duh. Deuce, Carell Buckholder, and Deuce, Carell Buckholder, and Brian Westbrook, the three-headed monster. They've had other running backs by committees. Darren Sproles, Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount. And then, you know, Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, kind of. So the Eagles have traditionally, despite having some great running backs, obviously LeSean McCoy, an all-time great running back, Brian Westbrook, an all-time great running back, they have been and they have had running backs by committees, but things have changed. And now the Eagles have probably the best running back in the entire NFL. So you could feel like maybe ranking them this way is not the most fair way to do it, because Saquon is the best running back in the NFL probably. But I think it is, because a lot of teams use the running back position as committee. They have running backs that are good at this. They have running backs that are good at that are good on third down, that are good on goal line, that are good between the tackles, that are good getting to the edges. That's how most teams build their room. It's just the Eagles have one player good enough to do it all. So where did the Eagles rank on this list? Let's get into it. So number one on the Pro Football Focus list, the Baltimore Ravens. So kind of makes sense, right? Derrick Henry, one of the top three running backs probably in the NFL. I think he did eclipse 2,000 yards last year. He was right around it. If Saquon doesn't have an all-time great season for a running back, I think what Derrick Henry did would have gotten a lot, would have gotten a lot more attention. So Derrick Henry and the Ravens finished number one. And why is that? Well, ultimately, Derrick Henry, clearly outstanding, but Justice Hill really helped their ranking. So Pro Football Focus writes, quote, alongside Henry is one of the NFL's best third down backs, Justice Hill. Hill's 89.0 PFF receiving grade in 2004 ranked fourth among running backs last season. He did not drop any of his 52 targets. Baltimore also has Keaton Mitchell, who earned an elite 92.5 PFF rushing grade in limited work in 2003, and Rasheem Ali, who added special teams value late last season, end quote. So hard to argue with that. Justice Hill, obviously a more accomplished player than some of the Eagles backups. I will say, and I'll kind of compare the Eagles as we go here, I think Will Shipley has a chance to be a really good third down back. Now, the issue is he's not going to be on the field a ton on third down. And this is a problem the Eagles run into when you're looking at it as groups, is that Saquon is going to get the majority of snaps on every important play. He's the one that's going to be in there. But if they did decide to do it like a committee, I think Will Shipley could be a special third down receiving back in the NFL. Watching the way he catches the ball in person, it's very natural. He's a very good route runner, and he's elusive in the open field. And one thing he does really well is when he catches the ball like on a swing route, he doesn't stop moving. Like obviously it's a good throw, but he moves very fluidly through the catch into his continuation. So I do think he could be a really good third down running back. He just probably is not going to get that chance because Saquon will be on the field a ton. Number two on the PFF list of running back rooms, the Detroit Lions. And honestly, I might have put them number one. You know, Saquon's the best running back, but I think if I had to switch rooms with any other NFL team, I would probably pick the Detroit Lions over the Ravens. Derrick Henry's amazing. I just like the combination that Detroit has with Jamar Gibbs and David Montgomery. So obviously, why the Lions? PFF writes, quote, Detroit's dynamic duo of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery earns the team a high spot in these rankings. Gibbs finished third among qualified running backs with a 91.4 PFF rushing grade and second behind Derrick Henry in yards per carry. Montgomery wasn't far behind, placing 16th in PFF rushing grade and leading all backs with a 90.7 PFF receiving grade. The Lions' running back depth chart is thin beyond those two, with Craig Reynolds and his 152 career carries serving as the next most experienced player. So Eagles don't have a ton of experience at backup either, really. Although I guess AJ Dillon would certainly qualify as experience. He didn't play all last year, but he's played in the NFL quite a few years. I think Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery might be the best part of the Lions. They have great defensive players. Goff, I think, when given time, can be good. Their offensive line's good. They have good receivers. I mean, they're a great team. But when I think of the Lions, my biggest worry is Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I just think the 1-2 combination, Gibbs is so explosive in the open field. I liked Gibbs a lot in the Bijan draft. I think when the Eagles were at 12, I said I would have taken Jahmyr Gibbs there. They took Jordan Davis. You know, we can debate positional value and all those things still, even though Gibbs has had a far better NFL career. But I think Gibbs is super special, and I think Dave Montgomery really does complement him nicely. And I'll ask you, if the Lions called and offered to trade both for Saquon, would you do it? I think it's an interesting debate. I think Saquon, because of everything he brings to the Eagles and knowing how good he is, you probably would say no if you're Howie, but he's coming off all those touches. There's two of them versus only one of Saquon. I think it's an interesting argument as to what you would do. And I think if you remove the PR part of it, where just like the PR backlash Eagles would face if they traded Saquon, I do think Gibbs and David Montgomery probably would be a better duo on this team next year than Saquon would be. Number three on the list, the Atlanta Falcons. Bijan or bust is back on the Go Birds pod. So the Atlanta Falcons finished third on the list. So why Atlanta? Atlanta boasts one of the league's elite running back duos with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Agholor. I apologize, I mispronounced that. Robinson was the league's second highest graded running back last season. His receiving ability also sets him apart at 82.2 PFF receiving grade, ranked fourth among qualified backs. Bijan's interesting. You know, I was talking recently on the pod, but then also to Joe Giglio about how many running backs could rush for 2,000 yards behind the Eagles offensive line. And, you know, at the time when Bijan or bust was happening, they ended up getting Jalen Carter, clearly ended up being a better player or in a better, you know, they would take Jalen Carter again. But putting Saquon behind this line shows what a special running back could do behind this line. Could Bijan do what Saquon did? Maybe not. But I think Bijan has all the qualities and has shown of a special guy that makes people miss. He's fast. He breaks tackles, all those things. And I would take Saquon over him. I mean, if you wanted to take age into consideration from here on out, you already got the best year of Saquon's career. Probably you could see an argument for that. But when people were talking about Bijan or bust, and I was one of them, and obviously the afternoon show led that, that's why, because you saw what a special running back does behind this offensive line and what a special running back can do for the offense. So clearly it worked out better with Jalen Carter, but man, if they were going to have somebody besides Carter in that draft and they didn't have Saquon, it's hard to imagine many players they would take ahead of Bijan Robinson, just because you see how special he could be with a special offense and a special offensive line. All right, number four. The Philadelphia Eagles on the list. And obviously Saquon, a massive, massive part of this, with the backups not being anything great right now. So here's what they had to say. Quote, Saquon Barkley's incredible 2024 season alone earns Philadelphia a high mark on this list. Postseason included, Barkley rushed for more than 2,500 yards last season while forcing 83 missed tackles and generating an astonishing 55 explosive runs. A.J. Dillon and Will Shipley will be Barkley's backups in 2005. Dillon missed all of last season due to a neck injury, but earned a solid 76.1 PFF rushing grade in 2003. Shipley tallied just 34 carries during his rookie campaign, but could be the team's primary kick returner this season, end quote. So they talk about Will Shipley as a kick returner, and that could end up being true. I think he could be a very special player on offense for his role, not like a Saquon player, but I think Will Shipley will get the ball this year and people will be surprised at how good he is. So I think this time next year, Saquon's not going to have 2,500 rushing yards. I'd say that's probably pretty slim. But I think next year, Will Shipley will help the Eagles in this ranking more than perhaps hold them back, because obviously they're only on there because of Saquon. AJ didn't play last year and Will Shipley has never really played. So this is solely off of Saquon, whereas these other rooms are based off of multiple players. The Falcons obviously as well, but the Eagles probably the team with the most only ranked because of one guy. And so we'll see next year how they do, but I think Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon, we'll see on A.J. Dillon, can he stay healthy? Wouldn't shock me if he ended up with like 5 touchdowns, all from 3 yards or more in, but if he's healthy, he's looked good. I know they're excited about him. Seems like a good personality guy, part of the team, so we'll see. But the Eagles come in fourth. I would think on an overall running back ranking, though, Saquon would probably finish number one on this list. All right, next up, Dallas Goedert talked recently about the transition to Kevin Petullo, talking to John Clark about this. So we're going to play the clip for you, and I'm going to tell you my takeaway. It's not one I think you guys are going to like, but here we go. So here's Dallas Goedert talking about the transition to Kevin Petullo.
On myself, I'd rather bet on myself in Philadelphia with a team I'm comfortable with a quarterback that we have a lot of trust with each other. And not very often do you see a team that goes to the Super Bowl be able to bring back as many starters, especially on the offensive side, as we did. So just knowing that we have the opportunity to have sustained success, it felt good to be able to come back.
So I'm truly not trying to be overly negative about Petullo. I think he's a good head. I think he's a good coach and all those things. But I don't love, like, it's been the easiest transition. I don't want the offense from year to year to be easy. And I mean that in the way that I want them learning new things. I want them making changes so that next year they zig when everyone else has studied them, when they zag when a team has a plan for them. So yeah, it probably is the easiest one because they're running the same offense. Doesn't mean there won't be some changes. And I'm not like trying to dig too deep into this quote, but I don't love it being an easy transition. I mean, if you remember from 2022 to 2023, Nick Sirianni said, I forget where he said it. I think it was on Inside the not Inside the Birds. I think it was on the Jeff McClain podcast for Odyssey. But he essentially said, we're just going to get better at everything we do. And look how 2023 played out. When they promoted from within, the offense got stale. 2024, they bring in someone from the outside. It's, you know, 90% of the offense is different or whatever. And look how the offense was. And now it feels like, look how easy this is. Look at this. It's all the same things. The transition's easy. So I just don't love that quote. And how Kevin Petullo does and the changes they can make to the offense are going to go a long way this year, and how good the offense does. So on the other side, we got not a list, but I think an interesting stat. And I do think this is kind of what people are talking about when they talk about the passing game with the Eagles. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we've talked on this pod a lot about the passing game. Two or three weeks ago, we talked about how they were, I believe, 31st in the NFL or 32nd in the NFL in first down throws in the first, and then, yeah, 31st to 32nd in the NFL on first down throws, and then at the bottom, or I think maybe 28th in the league in first quarter throws. And I thought those two numbers were interesting because it shows what they're trying to do, right? There's not much situational football on first down. And there's not much situational football in the first quarter. You're not talking about a 2-minute warning, you know, for the most part. You're not talking about game-winning drives. You're just talking about how you want to start a drive and how you want to start a game. And they didn't throw it a lot there. And I think next year that'll have to be a difference. It won't be making sure Jalen gets a 300 or, you know, 500 attempts or whatever. It'll be making sure that at times the offense, the passing offense, is carrying the ball down the field by getting a chunk play on first down, by coming out and scoring a touchdown through the passing game. You remember last year against the Steelers, they come right out and it's just like pew, 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 right? Like right down the field passing. You just didn't see that from them very much last year. So to back that up, Warren Sharp, who obviously an outstanding job, Sharp Football, make sure you check out his NFL preview, tweeted out the most targets in a team's first 15 plays of games last year. So similar, obviously, to first quarter, because that's in the first quarter, unless your defense has one of the worst drives ever to start a game. And similar to first down, because it's how you want to, like, it's what you're doing. It's what you're spending the week doing. So the Eagles didn't rank too high on this list. First in the NFL with the most targets in the first 15 plays of a game last year. CeeDee Lamb with 49. Ja'Marr Chase, pretty big gap there at 43. Then another gap, Justin Jefferson. And then it starts to get a little crowded. Travis Kelce, 36. DJ Moore, 36. And so it gets crowded. There's a lot of guys. All the way down at about, I would say halfway down the list, is AJ Brown with 30. And then all the way down near the bottom, only two players have fewer targets in the first 15, obviously, of like main guys, because Jahan Dotson's not on here either. But Devontae Smith, 16 targets in the first 15 plays of a game last year. So that basically means throughout the whole season, so he has 16, right? He got like one target in the first 15 plays of a game last year. So not many first drives are 15 plays. So let's say that's 2-3 drives. In 2-3 drives, Devontae was getting one target. AJ Brown, obviously higher at 30. So you can see they're coming out and trying to get him the ball more. And you can game plan for things. It doesn't end up happening. But I do think the fact that Devontae and AJ were so low down on the list here has to change next year. You have to get them more involved earlier. And AJ Brown's press conference where he said the passing game needed to be worked on, everyone focuses on him saying passing. But another part of that is he said it is hard. I think he even said extremely hard when you're a receiver and you're not getting a ton of targets. And then when you do get that target, just the pressure to make it work, you haven't had the ball come your way, all those things. So one thing they'll have to do a better job of next year is getting AJ and Devontae more involved in the game earlier in the game and really get them going. So I found that stat pretty surprising. T. Higgins is 30th. T. Higgins has 30, and he's their number two receiver. You just look around here. Devontae Adams, trash teams all year. He has 32. Malik Nabers, that makes sense. They have nobody else. They're just chucking the ball at him as much as they can. But just a lot of guys on here. I mean, Zach Ertz had 14 targets. Devontae Smith had 16. Alvin Kamara, a running back, had 14. Devontae had 16. So not good for the Eagles, and it's definitely something that they'll have to work on next year, and it'll be on Kevin Petullo to do a better job in those first early scripted plays of getting the ball to AJ and Devontae earlier. It'll make everyone's life easier. It'll make Saquon's life easier, and it'll make the Eagles a better offense. So that'll do it for today's podcast. Everybody, go out, enjoy your Monday, have a good start to the week. It's going to be a hot one again. I think it's going to feel like 100 degrees or something on Tuesday. So good week to get a tan. So I will talk to you guys later. As always, though, thank you for listening. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.